B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome into the program. It's Felger and Mass on draft day. We got you covered all day long with the latest reporting, rumors, innuendo, heading into tonight's first round starting at 8 o'clock. And we're all here, Felger, Maz, Murray from our Tom Ford Tire Studios in Dorchester. We're going to start off with some lead thoughts on what we expect tonight, what we want to see tonight, the latest on the Garoppolo situation. We'll throw it open to you and do it for 4 hours. And that's pretty much the program, Maz. What are your... Putting Garoppolo to the side here just for a second.
Yeah, sure.
Draft. What are your lead thoughts on that?
So I think, to me, it relates to quarterbacks overall, and I would pay particular attention starting at number three, obviously, and then I would still watch it through 8 and 9 with Carolina and Denver, because I think you get a better idea what's going to happen with the Patriots if you watch those picks.
Why?
Because I think New Orleans is lurking in the Garoppolo thing. That's what I think. And I think New Orleans is connected to that 8-9 area. There's now been reports of them trying to move up into the top 10, which means if they were to, you know, move up into that area and draft a quarterback, I think that then takes them out of Jimmy G. And I think that Carolina and Denver could both be in the market for quarterbacks. This is a little bit of a change of what I said to you yesterday.
I was not expecting that, Mass.
I know you weren't.
You had with a big thing there. That's obviously informed opinion.
I mean, a little bit, but I wouldn't say overly. Some of it is through media reports. Some of it is, you know, I made a couple of phone calls this morning to try to get a sense of what the hell's going on out there. And I think there's a chance that Teddy Bridgewater is a bridge guy, pardon the pun, in Denver, that Drew Locke could be moved in the next few days, which puts Denver in the market for a quarterback. Carolina, I think, could still take Justin Fields at number 8. We've heard reports of that early on, despite the fact that they have Darnold. And I think that there's a huge sort of ripple effect that's going to come from that stage of the first round.
And you think New Orleans is involved and it relates to Garoppolo?
I do, because I think that New Orleans has Garoppolo on a back burner. And, if they can move up into that top area and get one of the guys they might want in this draft, that it takes them out of Jimmy G. If they don't get a guy they want, I think that they could be an option for Garoppolo, and that could, you know, that could obviously hurt the Patriots.
Okay, so that is all tied together. Murray, you got any general thoughts for me on the draft?
I feel like, Garoppolo is all but gone from the 49ers based on how Kyle Shanahan and their brass are talking, but I'm still not convinced that he can't be convinced to maybe take a pay cut to stay there. Maybe that comes from some of the veterans that have liked playing with him. I think George Kittle is one of these guys that's been pretty outspoken on social media about how much he likes Garoppolo. Maybe he really is comfortable there. I know Jimmy's alluded to that from some intel he's got from his always informative iPhone. So maybe there's still a chance that they can convince Garoppolo to come back, you know, at shorter money, and he just stays there, and this was all one big ruse.
Okay, so I asked for general draft thoughts, and they all tied back to Garoppolo, and maybe that's the way this is. I do think there is a Garoppolo draft tie-in, but independent of that, when I look at tonight, here's what I feel with the Patriots, and it's uninformed opinion-making, where you guys are, you know, Maz certainly has some information there in the background. I have none. It's just my gut, my instinct, or what I know from this team after following them or covering them for 20 plus years. My guess is their desire is to trade down. It is to trade down and accumulate picks, and probably even with an emphasis to next year. This commentary that we have heard about how next year's draft and those draft picks may be considered more valuable across the league because you will be scouting players on full college football seasons versus this year, which was a half-assed year at best. And that is not just a Patriots thing. That's a league thing. That's why the Carson Wentz trade, right, was 2022 considerations. And that's why Sam Darnold, the real draft picks in that trade were 2022. And so I don't think the Patriots are the only team that might feel this way. But boy, does that feel like them, to sort of take a step back and take a big macro sort of approach to something like that. So it's all a long way of saying I think their desire, as usual, is to trade down and accumulate picks, probably with an emphasis towards next year. I think they still have, my guess is that it's going to have their same approach, which is we have a bunch of players with a similar grade. One's not more special than the other, and we expect them in this range of the draft. So we expect our players to be there at the end of the first. Why draft them at 15? So I think they're going to trade down at least once, if not twice. That just feels like them. And they're not going to target a specific player. They got a group of players, and who's ever there when they get down to the bottom of the first round is who they'll take. So they're targeting a group, and they're targeting in an area of the draft versus a specific player, which, of course, we hate. I hate that.
Yeah, I'd be convinced at this point that there's not one guy that they truly love, especially at quarterback. They'd be happy with a group of like six, and one of those guys would be at 25 if they move from 15 to, say, move out to one of these teams that would want a guy at 15.
I think quarterback's not really a prime consideration for
totally.
Them, is my gut.
Agreed.
I think their focus is on Garoppolo, and if not, Newton. And this is where Garoppolo and the draft is tied together, though. If they don't come away with Garoppolo this weekend, I think they'll probably draft someone somewhere. Because, boy, that's going to just look and feel rough. If they come out of this on Monday and there's no Garoppolo, or Garoppolo goes to New Orleans or something like that, and you don't have a draft pick and you have Newton and Stidham, and like that's it, ooh, that's going to look rough.
Horrible.
So I think Garoppolo does relate to this weekend. Okay, if they don't have Garoppolo, I think they're going to come out with something. If they get Garoppolo, I wouldn't be surprised if they sit the whole thing out at the quarterback position. Okay, short of trading down, I think they just stay at 15, take the best defensive player. I'd be okay with that. But it's not my first option. My first option, what I want is Devontae Smith at 15 and Garoppolo with a trade. And that's my pairing. That's what I want. That's what I want to happen, but I don't think it will. I've got a few other general thoughts like that. You want to jump in before I just keep prattling on?
Well, I'll tell you that, if they stay at 15, I want defensive front seven. That's what I want. I want defensive front seven in the first round. And so, to me, that I think that's Belichick's wheelhouse. I think, as you said, I think there's a good likelihood that they're going to trade down. I mean, I'm not telling you it's probable. I'm just telling you I think that's an absolute possibility. And but if I were them again, I'd go defense early.
Okay, I got a few other thoughts. I'm curious about their approach, and if we really are going to see a different approach at the draft, this new collaborative process between Belichick and Dave Ziegler, McDaniels, Elliott Wolf. I think we'll be able to. If they trade up for a receiver, I'm going to say that they've had a change of philosophy in there, or they're listening to other guys, because I do not think that's Bill's MO. I do not think he would do that.
I think if they take a quarterback in the first round, even if it's at 15, it will show you that there's been a change of philosophy.
I would agree with you. Zoe said this just now. I think it's a good point. Let's see the shots of the war room. Even just symbolically, optically, what does the room look like? Is it Bill on the phone and everyone, no one's around him? Or, I don't know, what does it look like? Do they make sure to put Ziegler in the camera shot and McDaniels in the camera shot and multiple guys in the camera shot on the table just to create an appearance? And does that represent something? So I am interested in that. Okay, on Garoppolo. Maz, what do you know?
I think that from what I understand, first of all, there's been some information out since last night that there were discussions going on regarding a contract between Jimmy Garoppolo and the Patriots. I believe those reports. I do. I think the Patriots might not be the only team that has that sort of access to Garoppolo and, and his agent or his camp at this moment.
Dale Arnold, what I've been told by a reliable source, Patriots are working on a new contract for Jimmy G that could lead to a deal with the 49ers. Same source who correctly told Dale that Brady was going to sign with the Buccaneers. Doesn't mean it will get done, but they're working on it. So that was the one, and Jeff Howe and Tom Kern and maybe others sort of threw cold water on it. You believe it to be true?
I do believe it to be true, don't you?
Hashtag I stand with Dale. Yes.
And I'm going with the numbers. Howe, yes. Bedard, Curran, more of them say no.
So I'm with Dale.
I'm with Dale.
I think it's true. And I also
Hashtag I stand with Dale.
And this is an important point, too. I'm not sure the Patriots are the only ones doing that.
So that's the one thing I thought was incomplete about the report. Because I think this piece to the story is dead on. And I've been saying it from day one. It's the contract. And Garoppolo calls the shot as much as the Niners. Any Garoppolo trade starts with him and his contract. Listen to this, folks. He has a no-trade clause. So why would the Niners go and work on a trade with Team X unless Garoppolo wanted to go there? It would be a waste of the Niners' time. we work out this great trade with the Washington football team for a first-round pick and a second-round pick next year. Jimmy, you're going to Washington. Jimmy shoots down the trade. The Niners would have just wasted their time. The process starts with Garoppolo.
Yes.
Picking the team. Then Garoppolo goes back to the Niners and says, I'm comfortable going to Washington, New England, and New Orleans. Then the Niners begin with their deliberations with that team. It starts with Garoppolo, and it starts with the contract. So I know I'm yelling at you, but I think people have just put the emphasis on the wrong thing. Do they trade Jones or Lance? Do they need Garoppolo now or later? Are they going to? No. Does Garoppolo want to go to a certain team, and it's going to start with the contract? Right? That's a big factor.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the Niners work out the trade with that team. That's how it happens when you have a no trade clause. So any trade to New England starts with Garoppolo wanting to be here, and that starts with the contract.
Yes, and I do believe that Garoppolo would welcome a return to New England.
Which says to me, Maz, so again, you've been led to believe through your sourcing that Garoppolo would want to come here.
Yes. And I'm not saying only here, but he wouldn't look in New England and say, I don't want to play for Bill anymore.
That leads me to believe they either have a contract agreement or have the general parameters of what it would take, and they're all comfortable with it.
Yeah, I don't think that part of it should be all that difficult either. I think, you know, from what I gather, I think one of the things that is of concern to Garoppolo is being in the exact same spot he's in right now next year. So I think he probably wants some sort of multi-year deal. So maybe that's two or three, or define it however you want. But, you know, some guaranteed money that gives him a better chance of being in the same place a year from now.
And this is why I think he is related to the draft. If you pull this trade with Garoppolo, if you do give him multiple years, and the whole premise is, I only want to be there because I'm going to be your guy at least for a couple of years. I don't want a one and done. Well, the symbolism there, the signaling, would be bad if you give Garoppolo that assurance, you give him that contract, and then draft someone in the first round. So I think this is why the Patriots have created this little bit of urgency to do this now. I don't think they want to draft a quarterback in the first round either way, you know, but they just, I think they want the certainty. I do think it begins with the contract. Maz, what leads you to believe New Orleans is on Garoppolo?
Because I think that, again, I add it all up. I think, first of all, that's my understanding. That's sort of what I heard, that they're in the background of it and they are, you know, waiting. I also heard the report today that, you know, that they are trying to move into the top 10. And I think it's consistent. And when I say that, I mean, again, nobody knows exactly who the Niners are going to take at three. Okay. And there's reports linking Carolina to Fields. So if San Francisco passes on Fields and takes Lance or Jones, well, now Fields is in play for Carolina, and New Orleans can't move up because they want the Carolina pick. You follow me? It's all connected. So, you know, some of it is going to be contingent on who takes that, you know, what San Francisco does at number three, and then whether or not Fields is there at eight. So, but I do think that if the Saints get shut out, I think they are in on Garoppolo. That's sort of how I look. It's shut out in the draft. They're in on Garoppolo.
Okay. What do you want to happen? What do you think's going to happen? Your thoughts right after this.
Sports. Austin's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub. BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger and Maz.
I'm not even going to look it up because I'd rather just deliver that to you.
Facts be damned.
Yep.
Make the shirts.
Yep.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And this is what I would call informed opinion here about what it would take to get Garoppolo's deal done. One, rework the current contract that he has. He's due $27 million and $25 million over the next two seasons. That is a heavy, heavy price to pay for someone that obviously, when he's played, he's been good, but he hasn't played a lot because of the injuries. The number has to be acceptable to Garoppolo as well. And one of the things I think that they're looking for on that side of the equation is if we're going to make a move here, we don't want to make a move and have to do this all over again next year. So potentially guaranteed dollars or guarantee more years so that he's not looking for a new home again next spring. But again, the Patriots invested a lot of time and energy in Garoppolo's development. And with the roster they built, especially through free agency, he would be a perfect fit to come right in here, compete with Cam Newton, and maybe expand that passing offense, something they struggled to do a season ago, Baldy.
That's Mike Giardi, who's also got good intel on Jimmy Garoppolo, as Maz does. And it's a contract. Starts with the player in the contract. Niners aren't going to work out a trade with the team unless they know Garoppolo would accept the trade. Then they're just wasting their time. So I totally, hashtag, I stand with Dale. It would start with negotiating a contract. Then the teams come together on draft pick compensation. And so I just wonder if Dale left out, there were other teams too. So if I'm the Niners, I give Garoppolo. What I say is, go find the teams that you'd go to, that you'd approve a trade to, and then come back to us. Now we'll have a list of teams and we'll start working with those teams. And so I would like to think that Don Yee, his agent, is out there talking to multiple teams. And if there's multiple teams that would want him, then they go back to the Niners. Now here's a detail that I have not heard anywhere else, and I don't think you have heard anywhere else. Maz has this, and it is a great nugget, and I want you to listen up because this is important. Maz, what do you know?
That Sean Payton and Jimmy Garoppolo have the same agent. And so that's Don Yee, who also represents Tom Brady, among others. And, you know, that just tells me that there's a relationship in there that would make the facilitation of that thing a lot easier. And so from what I understand, too, Payton apparently went to Eastern Illinois. I didn't know that, which is where Garoppolo and Tony Romo went. Okay, so like, so
there's Eastern Illinois Mafia.
So there's like all these, they were right. There's all these like little links that, you know, lead you to believe there were relationships and openings for people to have conversations and make deals.
So the agent thing is
huge.
I mean, you know, the Niners don't even have to grant Garoppolo permission to talk to the Saints.
Correct.
You know, So that's a significant detail to me. And if that's been reported somewhere else, forgive me. I had never heard it. I don't know. I mean, and I'm stunned that others wouldn't know that or have brought that up. And if they have, again, forgive me, I just missed it. But that's the first I heard of it.
So from what I understand, I guess Chris Gasper of Channel 5 did report this too.
Oh, he did.
Yep. Chris Gasper did report apparently this morning or in the last little bit. I don't know exactly when. So if people don't want to believe me, don't believe me. It's fine. You should believe Gasper, though, because Gasper's had his ear to the ground on this thing from the very beginning. And it's obviously, you know, was all over the Brady stuff. So, look, I just think that they're all connected, Mike. This is what happens on draft night, right? Like, so you got quarterbacks that are going to start going that we don't know about at three. We know who the first two are going to be, at least we think we do. But starting at three, there's going to be some dominoes that fall there right through Carolina and Denver at 8-9. The Saints are there waiting to see how it goes because they might want to trade up depending on what happens. And that could affect their interest in Garoppolo.
I promise, your reaction. Let's zip through some calls here. We're going to throw for quarterbacks three times today. It's the last position on the Felger and Maz big board. We'll throw for our first round of quarterbacks in about 10, 15 minutes. But your calls right now. Matt and Braintree, go ahead.
Felger, you're just dumb. For like 10 years, you just talk about how all the athletic positions, they're so useless. And then you just said 10 minutes ago you want them to get DeVonta Smith. So I was just saying that pissed me off. So bye.
Okay, well, there you go. Strong take there right out of the gates. I want DeVonta Smith for Jimmy Garoppolo. You're right. It's a little cheesy by me, and it's a little out of character because I'm not that receiver guy. But I like the thought of building around Garoppolo with this kind of guy. It's also the profile of these receivers. I like the profile of these receivers. They're smaller guys. They're route runners. They're quick rather than fast. And I, you know, as I dug into the scouting reports on these guys, I like them. But it is out of character, and I am dumb. That's fine. Dan and Quincy. Hi, Dan.
What's going on, guys? Yeah, I'm calling because I think the Patriots, I think they're going to trade out of the 15th and get some second, third round picks. And the quarterback I think they're going to get in the second round is probably Kellen Mond from Texas A&M. That's all I got.
Okay, you know what I think, Maz? I think they would love to come away with Garoppolo and not draft a single quarterback.
That's what I'm starting to feel that way, too. Doesn't it make the most sense if you think about it again? And I know you touched, you know, there's again a lot of moving parts here, but you go and invest in the kind of team you invested in with all these free agent pickups. And then what? You're going to bring in a rookie who's not going to be ready till next year, and he sits behind Jarrett Stidham and Cam Newton? It makes no sense.
Now, that being said, you did ask to start the show, what do you want? Oh, what do I dream of tonight? That they do take the quarterback of the future in the first round and Garoppolo goes somewhere else and you two are upset. That's the perfect scenario for me. Quarterback of the future, he pans out, Garoppolo, bye, somewhere else. Oh, give it to me.
Well, that wouldn't upset me. I mean, that's okay. You know, I'm fine with that. My preference is Garoppolo, but that doesn't mean I think the other thing would be bad, Murray. That wouldn't upset me at all.
I thought you hate the thought of 2021, no quarterback outside of Cam Newton instead of this rookie. He's not going to play.
My problem with that's Newton. It's not drafting a rookie. You want to go trade up and target a guy and build around a young guy? Fine. No, Murray, I'd be fine with that.
Okay.
It's Newton. It's having to watch Newton for a year while that kid develops.
Oh, that sucks too. Yeah, I don't want to have to watch him, but I would like the quarterback of the future. I think Newton would be so bad and the kid shows something, they'd have to start him by like week 7 or 8.
Oh, I don't think they'd still. My thing's based on I don't think they want to play the rookie. But be that as it may, no, I'm okay with that. But my first choice would be Garoppolo. Here's Anthony in the Cape. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, what's up, Fleeger? You excited for the draft?
Yeah, I kind of am. Me too.
Yeah, I hear the Florida Gators have another killer tight end prospect.
Okay, I'm going to let you go. Get your own material. Or get your own show. You have your own material. Here's Matt in Maine. Hi, Matt.
You know, I got one comment and then a question. So I'm getting really tired of Bill sitting on his hands and just waiting for other teams and other people to dictate what he does with the most important position in football and sports. But my question is if the 49ers are just going to dink around and if Garoppolo is going to dink around with his contract, why isn't Bill just saying, screw you, I'm going to go up and get a quarterback who I will have to pay, but I will control for the next 6 years, and he can be another Bobo, you know, under my thumb for, like, the future.
Okay, so he might. I mean, that might be the approach. Do you think the Niners and Garoppolo are dinking around?
No.
I think they're trying to get the best deal they can.
Yeah, so do I. And look, again, a couple of years ago, Murray, you'll remember this. The game Garoppolo had at New Orleans, maybe you were the one that pointed it out recently. Great game there.
Oh, yeah. I think his overall numbers against New Orleans are good. He's had good games against them.
So this is, you know, again, as is often the case in sports, you see a guy play well against you and you go, wow, this guy's pretty good.
But why do you think the Niners are dinking around? If the Patriots aren't offering him anything, if the Patriots are lowballing him, why would they take that offer? They don't need to move. They are going to move on from Garoppolo ultimately. That I firmly believe.
Yep.
Or restructure him, right? That Garoppolo's not going to make it to week one with his current contract. That I know. And I think the Niners would prefer to deal him, but they don't have to. So if the Patriots are offering him garbage, why would they move?
No,
And if the Patriots are offering Garoppolo garbage, start with that. Why would he say, I'm fine? But the fact that you believe, Maz, or have been led to believe Garoppolo would return here, he'd be happy to return here, tells me they have an understanding on the contract already.
Oh, so maybe they do. Yeah, and really, honestly, that shouldn't be that hard either. Like, we talked about this week, because there's so many ways
I don't know. The money's always the hardest part, Maz.
Yeah, but
what are you talking about?
Okay, so, but I think Garoppolo's market, he's not going to get his $25 million. He knows that.
I hope he knows that.
He knows that. I don't think there's any way he can't know that because way or another, he's getting released by week one.
Listen, his number should be somewhere between 10 and 20. I know that's a big range, but, you know, Andy Dalton and Fitzpatrick are at 10. He deserves to be ahead of those guys. But I don't know if he's in that 20-25 range. I don't think after his injury history, he should be in there. And so he should be somewhere in that $15 million range.
Absolutely.
Okay, but that's easy for me to say. Does he think that?
Yeah, I just think that with him, there's easy ways to include incentives because he only played 6 games last year. And that's an easy gap to bridge. Okay.
I think money's always the hardest part.
But that aside, like, I think you're probably right. I think they probably already hashed all that out. Well, first of all, I always believe in the lag anyway, that by the time it gets to us, it's already happened.
Yeah.
So people say, well, they're talking. Now they've talked. It's done. It's over. So I believe all that's there. The question is, are the Patriots willing to give up the pick to go get the player?
Stu, you're nodding back there. You know anything today? How's your phone doing?
My phone's kind of quiet right now. Jake Glazer just put out a tweet about the teams calling the Packers about Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, so
I think the Patriots called about Aaron Rodgers.
Here, back up. I talked over you. Say that again, please.
Jake Glazer tweeted, a few teams have called the Packers about trading for Aaron Rodgers. I believe the Patriots are one of those teams.
You believe that?
You believe that?
I believe that. I think it might be a few months ago, but I believe they called the Packers about Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. These Packers rumors, there was a great one that the Niners have offered the Packers the third overall pick, Jimmy Garoppolo, and other considerations for Aaron Rodgers?
2 months ago.
You think that happened 2 months ago?
I do.
So that there's the lag Maz is talking about. If I'm the Packers, I do that. And
it's a good offer.
I don't draft a quarterback at three. I then trade down from three, get a bunch of great picks, move them into next year, set up your board for the next couple of years, bring in Garoppolo for a year, which he may not like, but so maybe that's the fly in the ointment. He won't take that arrangement. I keep Jordan Love. I let Garoppolo be the bridge guy. Garoppolo can play in that offense. He'd win games in Green Bay. And who knows, get to the NFC Championship game just like Rodgers and puke himself. But I think Garoppolo would win games there. He's very comfortable in that offense. And that would be my bridge guy to Jordan Love. And I would trade Aaron Rodgers. And I'd rip that Band-Aid off. And I would do it if I were the Packers.
And by the way, Glazer is the one who reported that the Saints are trying to get into the top 10. That's where that report came from. I have trouble keeping it all straight on a day like today.
Glazer, I consider gold. I consider him gold standard, you know, and not that he's 1,000%, but his batting average is as good as anyone. We continue to sift through all these rumors and reports. It's getting good, isn't it? Meanwhile, the Felger and Maz Big Board will throw for the all-important quarterback position. The first round comes your way right after Murray's update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Just a non-stop whirlpool of kerfuffle.
Kicking a hornet's nest every single day.
You gotta listen to believe it. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's pick some quarterbacks. They might trade
Ryan. Get my arm loose.
They might trade Ryan Mallett, so we're going to pick a quarterback.
We both hit the same guy.
Mike Glennon.
Ah.
Shane Carden of East Carolina.
Oh! Oh, no, I was thinking East Illinois.
Nate Sudfeld. Go ahead, Murray. Lob one in there. Yes, Sally. Brandon Allen, Arkansas. CJ Beathard out of Iowa. B Rob in the closet. Please go. Gerard Evans, Virginia Tech.
Boom!
Sefu Liufu. Sefu Liofau.
Samoan?
Sefu Liufeo. Sam Darnold.
Boo.
Oh, good throw.
Mike White.
God, that's awful, Murray.
Oh, Kyle Laletta.
And Murray's got an illegal wrist rocket, just in case you're wondering.
Ow! He got his finger.
Ow! Oh, no.
Bloodshed.
Daniel Jones. Page two, Maz. Give us one.
Linda!
Nice one, Maz. Oh, direct hit.
Clayton Thorson.
Oh, there's a brown mark on the right side of the board.
Eric Dungy.
Jake Fromm.
That hit Jake Fromm. That's Jake Fromm. The board knows. Jalen Hurts of Oklahoma.
That is right on the line, but that is Tyler Huntley of Utah.
All right, there's a little recap of some past hits at quarterback from the Felger and Maz Big Board. Jimmy, thank you for putting that together.
Wow.
We've had some misses. We've had some hits. We gave you Garoppolo. But we gave you some misses, too.
Jacoby Brissett.
We did give you Brissett. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. No, we've done well with quarterbacks.
Oh, Brissett and Garoppolo. Wow. All right. Anyway, Felger and Maz Big Board and exclusive draft coverage is brought to you by the Peterson School. Drafting the hardest working people in the trades from Woburn, Westwood, and now Worcester. Classes enrolling now at petersonschool.com. And for more in-depth analysis, breaking news, and mock drafts, go to 98.5thesportshub.com/draft. Our guys, Matt Doloff, Alex Barth, and Ty Anderson have it covered all through the NFL draft. They've got their draft tracker up now on 98.5thesportshub.com. Just a blog of all the latest rumors and innuendo and tweets. That's up there now as well. They give you the recaps of all these marker tosses that we do. Today's the final day. Quarterbacks are on the board. We're going to do three separate tosses. Third page, second page, first page. We'll go in reverse order. I said first round coming up next just now. I didn't mean first round. I meant first round of marker tossing. And we'll go to the last two pages here in my Lindy's draft guide, and we'll put that guy on the board, and then at 3:30 do the next guy, and 4:30 do the last guy.
Okay, so one guy each time, right?
One toss, Maz. This is it. We're up into the last page, so these are later round considerations, mostly speaking. So go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Throw well.
Sounded like a good hit.
Is it this big blue splat right here?
I would say yes.
Okay, so that would be Sam Ellinger of Texas. Sam Ellinger. This is a name we've heard a couple different times.
Yeah, this name's come up.
We've taken some calls on this kid.
Yep, Sam Ellinger of Texas. That's not my best throw, Murray. It was a little off target. I was shooting for the middle of the board. Sam Ellinger.
Okay, so you really hit close to a picture of Trey Lance. But his write-up and his bio is on a different page, so
We go by the bio.
We go by the bio, and certainly, this the first toss here was for that later round consideration. All right, Sam Ellinger, Texas, 6'2", 225.
Little undersized.
I want my quarterbacks to start at 6'4".
Like, all the comps are another Texas quarterback in Colt McCoy.
Jimmy 6'2", though.
Okay, right. I mean, you can obviously do it. I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers is 6'2". Wilson's 5'11". I mean, and Breeze, obviously. Like, I'm not telling you that precludes you. I'm just saying what I prefer. I prefer a little size on my quarterback. 6'3", call it at least. Ellinger, 6'2". Anyway, strengths. One of the toughest running quarterbacks in recent history. Could care less. Ellinger's legs are one of the biggest aspects of his game, and he is a very natural scrambler when plays break down. He's a confident passer who will attack leverage without hesitation.
Attack leverage?
What does that mean?
Like, that's salad.
It is. It's a word. It's one of these, these pre-draft write-ups that, I mean, I get it. So the corner's playing inside.
You throw out.
I got it, but like, all right. He attacks leverage without hesitation.
This guy feels like a good Raven.
When put under pressure in the pocket, he stays cool and collected. Then why is he running so much? And he doesn't get flustered when forced to deal with pass rushers breaking through. His arm isn't great, but he should be able to make most throws with adequate velocity. Oh, that's great. He's adequate.
Adequate.
Weaknesses. Despite his best efforts, Ellinger's accuracy isn't ideal yet for a professional quarterback.
Again, good for Baltimore.
He's more general than specific with where he puts the ball.
Me too.
Oh, my God. Talk about what a great way to put that.
It's somewhere over there.
It's near the target, but just not on it.
He's more general than specific.
Yeah, where do you want me to run? Over there.
The ball's going to be in that vicinity-ish. Yeah. It's a 10-yard out. Ish. I'm general with my accuracy, not specific.
Not exactly Tom Brady back there.
Wow, what a way to put it. He's more general than specific with where he puts the ball.
That's kind of how I operate.
It can run his receivers into trouble, I'd say. Be over there, kind of, somewhere.
Here's a hospital ball coming your way.
Yeah.
His processing speed and ability to work through his progressions is average. While his touch and timing isn't something that will scare teams off entirely, it is a limiting factor for him. This guy blows. Pro comparison, you ready?
Oh, brother.
Tim Tebow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, forget it. No chance. Like, how do you like that one? Running out. How far? I don't know. 15, 20 yards?
General area. I'm going to put it in a general area. You just...
What do you want? Yeah, do you want 15 or do you want 20? Mike, yeah, I'm there.
Generally speaking.
Mike, did it say where he's predicted to go?
Yeah, this one has him in the fifth round.
Okay.
So I'd say that's over. I'd say that's too high.
Based on what on that, yeah. Wow, they think Tim Tebow's a fifth round pick. Okay. Wow, and McDaniels took him in the first. Holy crap.
Put him on the board. We return with your calls and reaction to the latest as the NFL draft gets closer by the minute right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
No thanks.
Felger and Maz.
Those guys are always trouble.
I want nothing to do with this guy.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What is the latest on the Niners and what they may do with that number 3 pick?
That's the decision that everybody's waiting for right now, Kevin. And what they do will help dictate the next dozen or so picks. Because if they go Trey Lance, then where does Mac Jones and Justin Fields go? If they go Mac, if they go Trey Lance, then where does Justin Fields and Trey Lance go? Again, it's all contingent on that number three overall pick and what happens from there. And I can tell you that Trey Lance has closed the gap on Mac Jones in the last few weeks to the point where over the weekend, the 49ers were undecided about which quarterback to take. Now, they've made their decision. The decision is in. They are just playing it close to the vest and not telling anybody what that decision is about which quarterback they will draft tonight. And it's two different types of quarterbacks with two different offensive approaches, with two different philosophies, and it's just a question of what the 49ers head coach, Kyle Shanahan, ultimately wants to do in the end. But yes, they've made a decision. They're not sharing it. It'll be either Trey Lance or Mac Jones. We'll find out tonight.
So that's the intrigue with this draft. And there is a ripple effect on the Patriots. Carolina, Denver, New Orleans sniffing around. It does go back to the Patriots down the line. I don't think it impacts the Patriots with Garoppolo in this way, Mask. I've heard a lot of people say that if they draft Trey Lance, the Niners, if the Niners go Lance and he's a project, they need Garoppolo to stay to keep the seat warm. If they go Mac Jones, who's more NFL ready, they can let Garoppolo go. I mean, I think that makes sense. And it's maybe an ancillary factor down the line. But I think it's really more about the offers the Niners and Garoppolo are getting right now. I think that's what's dictating where and when he moves. In other words, if Garoppolo's not getting a good contract offer from another team and not telling the Niners that's a team that I'll be traded to, they'll both sit there and say, well, we'll just wait it out and see if something shakes out later in the offseason. Maybe a team that isn't looking for a quarterback right now changes its mind after the draft. Maybe someone gets hurt during an offseason camp, and all of a sudden there's an opening and a need, and I'll get my contract, and that means the Niners will get their draft pick compensation. And it's really just contingent on that. If Garoppolo gets a good offer, then the Niners get a good offer, they'll deal him now, whether it's Lance or Mac Jones or your Aunt Millie. It's really, I think that's the driving factor.
Yeah, I think so too. I've come to that conclusion too, and I've also come to the conclusion that Garoppolo is toast in San Francisco no matter what. So if they're pulling the plug now or later, what does it have to do with a kid who's NFL ready or not?
Exactly right, Mess.
And when I say later, I mean August. You know, that's what I mean. I don't mean later, like, you know, 18 months from now. So to me, it's they're playing the kid. The Niners are going to play the kid, whoever it is that they pick. Garoppolo is toast there, and the question is when.
Yeah, you think that's no matter what, though, Maz? Is that informed? Because I still think that given some of the veteran support, again, George Kittle's been very outspoken about how he likes Garoppolo and putting out memes and, like, you know, I think there's guys that like playing with him. You don't think if he was able to take the haircut there, he'd stay?
So you just raised the key point. Yes, if he agrees to take the haircut, there's a chance that he returns to the Niners. But that's what it's going to take.
I'll tell you, though, I even wonder about that. I do, because I think you run into issues there if you bring him back. And then, again, what if they play well? Now you've got a quarterback controversy.
Well, so what? Is it really? Alex Smith made the playoffs his last year in Kansas City.
True.
They were good. They were a good team. And there was no doubt in anyone's mind what was happening there.
So that's fair. Yeah, so that's fair. I something tells me that deep down they want to avoid that.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything. I'm just telling you, I think if you have your druthers, you cut bait and you move on.
Yeah, and I think it's before that contract kicks in. At the end of August. So, but I just think it begins with Jimmy Garoppolo. I do. And it begins with him finding a team that he wants to be traded to, because the Niners aren't going to work out the trade first, only have Garoppolo shoot it down. That'd be a waste of their time. It starts with Garoppolo with a list of teams that he would be traded to. And then if I'm him and his agent, it starts with, well, what are you going to give me for a contract? And then I'll tell you whether I want to play for you or not. And so hashtag I stand with Dale. Here's Steve in the boat. Go ahead, Steve.
Same.
Yeah, I'm just more so Maz, I guess, but I don't understand how both of you guys are so set on the fact that the Patriots are the only team that are going to get Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe less so Felger, but Maz seems to think that this is a short shot.
Well, hold on, you're not listening. Maz is the one who's giving you information that New Orleans is in on Garoppolo and that the Patriots aren't the only team negotiating with him. Wait, you're not listening. Maz is actually delivering information to this effect. He's saying just the opposite.
Oh, my God, that was so dumb.
Huh? Steve, you're up. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm still up. Okay, yep. Good. All right. So, first of all, I just don't understand, though, even still, like, with Jimmy Garoppolo, he could stay at 49er. I know you guys have admitted this, even though Matt thinks, I guess not. But what says that the 49ers, when they trade up to the third pick, what says that they're going to pick a quarterback? I know that that's probably a reasonable assumption to make, but they could draft somebody else. That team's Super Bowl ready, Steve, you know, outside of the quarterback.
They've said quarterback.
Steve, thank you for the call. They've said on multiple occasions, we're drafting a starting quarterback with this pick.
Yeah, they've disclosed that part of it. They just haven't disclosed who it is.
And they don't need to disclose it even. You don't trade up to number three from wherever they were and give up two first-round picks and a third for a tackle or a corner or anything else other than a quarterback. Please.
No, it's ridiculous. And look, just to amplify the cut that we played from Schefter, Schefter said it's Lance or Jones that Fields is out.
Right.
Right? Fields is not a candidate for number three, which means if Fields gets by Atlanta, you know, he'll be there for Carolina at eight. 7 or 8 or whatever it is.
Yeah. And so what's that mean?
Well, because I think that if Fields is there, Carolina, there's a good chance that Carolina is going to take Fields. It sounds like they are not, you know, and again, I'm just going by what people are talking about, you know, on the phone. what I'm hearing from people
what you
on
hear,
the phone.
You can say it, but pump that out, man. From what I'm hearing.
From what I hear from people on the phone, if Fields is there at 8, Carolina's going to take him. They love Fields.
Not your barber, but actual sources.
Yes, actual sources.
There you go.
And this has, so the point being that they, just because they got Darnold doesn't mean that they're out of the market for a quarterback. If Fields is there, they want him.
Chris in Plymouth, go ahead, please. Chris in Plymouth, go ahead, please.
Oh, hey, sorry, first time caller. So I just want to know why do you think Jimmy G is the answer to the Patriots' problem? You know, he hasn't proved himself this point in San Francisco. You know, the guy, he's injury prone. He choked in the biggest game. Why do you want him back? Like, it's like going back to an ex-girlfriend, for God's sakes, you know?
Okay, so
is she hot?
Well, I mean, that depends on what you think about Jimmy G. But no, in all seriousness, as a Patriots fan, I think the way you want them to go forward, you want them to get younger, you want them to get, you know, you don't want to go back to Jimmy G. He's soft. You don't want that.
Okay, so the soft part I'll give you. There's no escaping that. He's injury prone and not durable and maybe a little soft. And okay, but the counter to that is beggars can't be choosers. You don't have a quarterback. So whatever you do right now, because you've mismanaged this so badly, whatever you do here at quarterback is going to be either too something, too young, too old, too injury prone, too sucky like Cam Newton, too expensive, too something. You're not getting your ideal guy. You had the ideal guy, and you didn't plan for the next thing. So now you're in a spot where you're going to have to take someone with a flaw. There's no other way around it. So Garoppolo's flaw is durability. The thing about hasn't proved himself, I would disagree with that. Is it 24-8 as a starter?
Yes.
Okay, so he's generally won.
And he took a team to the Super Bowl.
When he's been out there and he was ahead with, you know, and he didn't come through at the end of that fourth quarter, but neither did Aaron Rodgers. Does that mean you don't want Aaron Rodgers? Because he's gotten hurt too, and he has really not come through a lot more than Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't come through. So you don't want him either? Like, what do you want then?
Yeah, look, people get ridiculous on this. The fact is, anybody out there, not anybody, but the large majority of guys out there are better than Cam Newton. And secondly, it doesn't matter if we want Garoppolo or not.
Well, it does a little bit.
No.
But anyway.
Bill wants him.
Yeah, I mean, so the real beef is with Bill.
Like, the Patriots want him. Clearly they want him. You have people like Greg Bedard say he's plan A. So the Patriots clearly put value on that, and I think it makes sense what they're saying because I think they put value on guys that they've had in their operation.
Okay, more draft thoughts coming your way. I am curious to see if there's a tell in terms of who the Patriots pick, where they pick them, if there really is a new process down there at Gillette, which Robert Kraft hinted at weeks ago, and Bill has emphasized in his public comments as well, pumping up guys like Dave Ziegler, the new personnel head, or Matt Patricia, or whatever the case may be. Are we going to be able to tell that there's other guys with a seat at the table and a different sort of decision-making? Will we be able to tell tonight and this draft? I want to hit on that after 90 seconds of an update from Big Jim Murray. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.